I'm Marco Werman with The World. President-elect Donald Trump has pledged to withdraw federal funds from sanctuary cities. These are cities where local officials have vowed not to help enforce federal immigration law. So they pass measures that allow local police officers to skip asking people about their immigration status, or that instruct law enforcement not to detain undocumented immigrants just because of their status. During the presidential campaign, we reported that the city council in Brockton, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, was poised to pass an ordinance called the Truss Act to do just that, to not cooperate with the feds. But city councilors were spooked by Trump's defunding threat and postponed the vote. We sent Lydia Jean Cott back to Brockton to find out what's happening now.
There was tension over this issue in Brockton before the election, but now that tension is palpable. Advocates for the Trust Act are afraid that they would lose in the current climate, so they asked for another postponement. City councilors were happy to get the issue off their plate.
All right, so we have a second on that motion?
I'm glad that's it.
All right, all in favor?
After the postponement, the immigrants' rights group, the Brockton Interfaith Community, met in the back of a church, still set on fighting to get the Trust Act passed.
So how do we go about this? Should we create a timeline?
Isabel Lopez, the leader of the group, stands in front of a chalkboard, taking suggestions for what to do next. There are only a few people sitting in a semicircle on fold-out chairs. Usually, Lopez speaks quietly, but tonight, she's loud.
The reason that you don't see people from the immigrant community right now, guess why? They're very scared.
Yeah,
they're hiding.
They're hiding. Mm-hmm. They're not going to work. They're not taking the public transportation.
Many undocumented immigrants, Lopez says, have been too afraid to leave their homes since the election results. They are that worried about what a Trump win might mean for them. Those who are here are on edge. One man has a bad feeling that people will protest Trump's victory with violence.
There's going to be riots, like a civil war, but not to that point, but just a lot of riots that are going to be happening.
People here are angry and fearful about the direction their country is moving in. Part of the reason they are so passionate about the proposed Trust Act is that it would make them feel safer, at least here in Brockton. For a long time, Brockton police officer Bill Healy, though, this issue is complicated. He worries that if the act passes, the police department will lose the thousands of dollars of federal funding it gets each year.
Hundreds of thousands, police department only. All of a sudden to be told by the feds, you're getting nothing.
But at the same time, Officer Healy, who has wire-rimmed glasses and a goofy smile, he really wants the immigrant community to trust him. He has this story. A couple years back, he got to know a group of Brazilian women who worked at Dunkin' Donuts. He saw their English get better and better. They always had his coffee ready for him when he arrived.
All of a sudden, they were all gone. There was talk of a raid coming. They disappeared.
Those women, they were hiding from him.
And it was kind of heartbreaking, because personally, all I care about is how that coffee's made.
Officer Healy says he would never want to get anyone in trouble for their immigration status. He views that as the Fed's job, not his. He just worries about what formalizing that policy could mean. There is none of this ambivalence at a pizza parlor across town. There, the mood is jubilant.
We were looking at Donald Trump on the news tonight, talking about defunding sanctuary cities. Rightfully so. We can't codify disobeying federal law. Then the whole system crumbles.
That's Craig Pena. He and other members of the Republican committee have just gotten out of their meeting. Bob Wiskerda says he opposes the Trust Act because he thinks illegal immigrants make his city dangerous.
These are hardened criminals because they are on a daily basis killing people in the city of Brockton.
Decades of research has shown that immigrants, no matter what their legal status is, commit fewer crimes than people born in the U.S. But the debate here seems to be not so much about facts as about worldviews. Here's Pena again.
To say they commit less crimes, you realize just being here is a crime.
Brockton is not a huge city. The members of Brockton Interfaith and the members of the Republican Committee, they all know each other. And that's why Craig Pena's animosity towards the immigrants' rights group fighting to get the Trust Act passed seems almost personal.
If it's my life mission is to destroy that organization.
While there's a history of tension between longtime Brockton residents and immigrants, that night at both the pizza parlor and the church, I at least felt a new undercurrent of violence. There was a feeling in the air, kind of like something might snap. A feeling not so different, maybe, from the national mood. For The World, Lydia Jean Cott, Brockton, Massachusetts.